Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 14 years now, and he is he's the guy. He's the NFIB's chief economist, and his credentials are very long. I could spend the rest of the show just naming those things, but he is the guy who's been putting together the Small Business Optimism Index for more than 40 years. It is the gold standard on this issue, and we've been the proud beneficiaries of his good work now for the last 14 years, and he's here with another report. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Wish it was a great report, but...
Yeah, I know. You know, Bill, well, go ahead and tell us the bad news right off the bat.
Well, the bad news is the index fell 2.7 points, which is a pretty large decline. So we're at an index value of 91.4. Again, just putting that in perspective, from 1973 through 2007, the average of the index, including all those bad recessions in the 80s and everything, is 100. So we're like almost 10 points below the average up to that point.
Think about this, folks. For 30 something years. The index averaged 100.
Yeah.
It averaged 100, and for the last 6 years, it's been well below that consistently.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to 95 yet. Even.
Yeah.
In the whole recovery, we have.
And Bill, so, you know, here's the thing, and I've just been thinking about this a lot lately. I'm a classic small business owner. I'm a pathological optimist. You know me as a person over all these years. How many times have you seen me optimistic and excited about being in business and helping small business owners grow? I am sick to death of having to report on this economy the way it is. I am disgusted. I'm worn out. I'm tired of it because I have to report on this, Bill. It's what I do, and it bothers me to think that people are thinking, well, Dan, this Blasingame guy, he's just nothing but negative.
Yeah,
but all you and I are doing is reporting what's happening.
Reporting the facts. You know, our friend Tom Keene on Bloomberg has renamed this the Index of Small Business Pessimism.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And as if you could do. I mean, I know he's making a start. He's agreeing with us by saying that. But still, it's a reflection of that. But you know, I don't know what you're seeing. But even the small business owners I know, who are doing fine, their business is actually doing well, maybe even better than they thought it would. Even those people, though, are not excited about what's happening or about the future. What do you think? Are you seeing that?
I think that's right. The index has 10 components. 3 of them didn't change. Only one went up, which was the plans for capital outlays. That was 1 point.
Yeah.
The sad thing that we lost was 5 points on the job creation plan. So those went way down from the previous reading. And then the real loser, two-thirds of the loss really came from two things. Expecting better business conditions 6 months from now. It's a minus 19. That means almost 20 percentage points more, say, worse in 6 months than think the economy will be better.
Yeah.
That dropped 8 points. And then expected higher real sales. We said, how about the real volume of the stuff that you sell, make, build, whatever?
Where's
that going to go?
The top line of your P&L.
Right, and that dropped 12 points to 3%, a net positive 3%. So they have a very sad view about where the economy is going to go and where their own sales are going to go, and consequently, they're not going to hire anybody.
And I know your survey is very scientific, folks. It's the best in the world. It is the gold standard. But, Bill, and I know it's seasonally adjusted, but is it also adjusted for the kind of winter we're having? What do you think that's contributing at all?
Well, that is partly the seasonal adjustment issue. I mean, when we adjust things for seasonality, we're basically taking averages. I'll give you a simple example. In sales always go up in the fourth quarter of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't go up because your income goes up. It goes up because we do Christmas and Hanukkah and we do all this other stuff. So we seasonally adjust that out of the data because we want to know, we know sales are going to go up.
Right.
The question is, do they go higher than usual or lower than usual? So seasonal adjustments are average numbers that you either add or subtract.
But still, this last season has been pretty tough.
The point is that the seasonal adjustments will be kind of right only if the weather is average.
Right.
And it wasn't.
So that could be contributing a little bit to that. I'm going to ask about the weather when we get to inflation, too, folks, in just a little bit. Bill Duckerberg and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.